Thank you very much, Chair. Well, my take home here is definitely to understand that resource mobilization, domestic resource mobilization, is essential if we want to achieve development. But at the same time, we realize that while we know that we need to have these resources, we also know that even in a context where there is no universal definition of illicit financial flows, these flows remain a problem, especially in many African countries. And the sole existence of these flows shows that international relations are based on calculus, with states that knowingly participate to this. All the tax haven that the colleague was listing now, they know what is happening, but to some extent, those flows also benefit these countries in terms of growing their own economy. That's why whenever these flows have even to be repatriated, they come again with conditionalities. It happened with the fortune of Sani Abacha in Nigeria. This is to say that if we don't move away from simply protecting our own interests as state, even the global human rights standard that we are putting on the table will to some extent become almost insignificant, because we have a full global human rights standard where states report on what they do, but in reality, the wealthy states do not enable the poor state, because they will always, and that's why there is the discussion on this issue is never easy here and various other fora. So in my view, I think going forward, we should try to really work on the base of international solidarity and not simply chasing our own interests, because at the same time, when we do that, we turn the poor into poorest. As the colleagues from DRC was saying, everyone knows exactly who is bringing the weapons. Everyone knows what is happening. But because of self-interest, people or countries that are supposed to intervene and stop the bleed are doing very little to change not only the discourse, but the dynamic on the ground. When we discuss all the time, we speak about the right to development, but the right to development will never be realized if illicit financial flows remain predominant in international relations. Because it's not only multinational that are doing this, but the money taken away from the poor are taken to tax havens. So how do we stop tax haven? Or how do tax haven legiferate in their own country to stop the flows? For me, these are some of the few issues that we cannot ignore. And the colleague from the US was talking about sponsoring people who stay married for long. Very good point. But what about families with persons with disabilities who are generally forgotten and invisible? These people, there should be a way to support them, to bring them to forum like this. How many persons with disability reach such forum? Many don't, simply because they don't access education, first at primary level, not to say at secondary and tertiary level. So we should have a conscious policy for the empowerment of persons with disabilities, and that will help in having an inclusive development. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.